By shortwave and satellite, this is the Dutch International Service. Media Network, Radio Netherlands Weekly Communications Review with Jonathan Marks.
Atmospherics after dark, noise and voices from the past, across the dial from Moscow to Cologne. Interference in the night, 1,000 miles on either side, stations fading into the unknown. And listen to the radio.
Ooh. Hello, this week we're on location and we'll be covering two media items in the next half hour. Now to other news, and back home in Hilversum, Holland, Radio Netherlands listener answer line has received more than 270 calls over the last 4 days, many of them very emotional. This past Saturday at 12.08 UTC, the pop music ship Radio Caroline left the airwaves. There are various versions as to what happened, so let's try to piece the story together. A week ago today, a series of coordinated raids took place at studios and private homes in the Netherlands and Belgium. Government authorities were looking for evidence that the offshore Radio Caroline was being tendered from the Benelux in contravention of marine broadcasting law. On Friday morning, a British customs ship drew alongside the Ross Revenge, anchored in the North Sea and home of Radio Caroline and two other services, Radio 819 and the shortwave religious operation World Mission Radio.
World Mission Radio, WMR.
Now, WMR used 6215 kHz, a marine distress frequency. Last Friday, the British customs ship asked Caroline to switch off 819 and especially 6215 kHz. Shortwave was silenced, but not the medium wave. Later that day, the British ship returned home. The following morning, a Dutch boat appeared alongside Radio Caroline. Bruno Voskou, spokesman of the Dutch Ministry of Transport and Public Works in The Hague, told me the reasons why the Ross Revenge was then boarded.
The reason for the action was that there were several complaints by countries as England, Sweden and France about disturbance of radio traffic for the ships at sea. And moreover, a house search in the Netherlands had given evidence of strong indications that within a short time one or two other ships would take position in the North Sea for similar transmission activities, broadcasting activities, because also Dutch people were involved in this Radio Caroline business.
And was this a joint action then, this past
weekend? It was a concerted action, joint action with the Dutch and the British, and the fact that the Dutch authorities intervened was that Dutch law offers more possibilities for intervention and for action in this case.
But Radio Caroline are accusing the Dutch and English authorities of piracy on the high seas, claiming that the Ross Revenge was in fact flying a Panamanian flag.
There was no flag on the ship, so it had been carefully checked that this ship was then not registered with any nation. It's not a matter of piracy. It had the action had been prepared carefully, also from the judicial point of view.
If you ring the UK number of 0836 404 302, you get a long official statement of Radio Caroline's side of the story.
In a statement, the Canadian directors of Radio Caroline said that they were shocked and horrified at this act of piracy. Having taken urgent legal advice, they would be bringing charges of piracy, assault and criminal damage against the authorities and against the individuals concerned.
Both sides claim they made video recordings of the event to prove their cases in court. The Dutch Ministry of Transport and Public Works strongly deny there was any violence.
There were six detective officers from the telecommunication service of the Netherlands and two police officers who went on board, and there was hardly any resistance, and there have been no damage has been done, as it is suggested by some people in England. The crew has not been arrested, but a lot of equipment has been confiscated.
And where is that now?
That has been brought to Holland. such as the transmission equipment, and about 2 tons of gramophone records and the studio equipment.
We'll no doubt be hearing more about that story. In any event, this was the closing minutes last Saturday afternoon.
Right, as it stands, the gentlemen are going to remove the transmitter from the ship and take a few other things as well. We are free to go back to Holland with them, where there will be no more charges pressed. We will also be able to go back to England, and there will be no charges pressed there. Alternatively, we can stay on the Ross Revenge. Now, would you like to say anything, sir, before we go off?
Obviously, then, the boarding party didn't want to say anything. We've now got Mike Bird on the line from Melbourne, Australia, who does want to say something. He's got a review of shortwave radio conditions over the last 7 days. Mike.